as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
So we need to learn how to cooperate with it, right? But if the first thing that happens to you is fear instead of faith, that means you just haven't measured this out yet, because all of the promises of God are yes and amen, and no weapon that formed against you shall prosper, right? And then it says, in every tongue which rises in judgment against you, you shall condemn. That means you are doing something about it. When those rumors come, when things are being said about you, you don't have to look at the person in their face and say, get behind me, Satan. Might be appropriate in certain situations, but you need to condemn those words. Those words will not prosper. Oh, well, you know, it runs in your family, not in my family.
Nope,
Pastor Kurt taught us, we got two generations. We got our father and our brother.
Right. Amen.
And our brother was only sick for a short period of time.
Yes.
One day for us.
Few hours on that cross. That was it. And then he was healed and whole. Right? He's got a couple of wounds, but those are covenant wounds.
Amen.
And those aren't contagious.
Amen.
So we need to lay hold of those, right? Because we have to have the expectation. And I understand. I understand that there's going to be people who say, yeah, but you need to face reality. And then I'm going to point you to a teaching that Pastor Kurt taught, and you can find that on the Kurt Owen Ministries YouTube channel, and it's entitled The Reality of Jesus. Because we need to walk in the reality of Jesus, not the reality of your circumstances.
Amen?
Amen? So you are the one who is to say, no, that's not happening to me. You know, there's plenty of times doctors will give diagnosis. I hear what you're saying. I'm not receiving that diagnosis.
Amen.
I'm not taking that condition onto my body. I don't deny that it's currently present. I deny its right to stay.
Yes.
I'm serving it an eviction notice, and I'm going to combat it with the word of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. And it says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 3:3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. And again, he's a shield. And when he's saying a shield, he means, think of an impenetrable shield, right? That you can see what's coming, but it doesn't have to impact you. It doesn't have to affect you, because he is our shield. Amen? He lifts up our head. Proverbs 3:21-26. So probably should start in... Well, let's just stay here, but we know that he's talking about the word. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Remember, we talked about that last week. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. Will trouble come?
Yes.
But you're what?
Secure.
you're not to be afraid, right? For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. You know, this gives the implication that there's going to be a snare for your foot to get caught in. People set traps. Do you remember people set traps for Jesus all of the time? All of the time, somebody was setting a trap to try and entrap Jesus so that they could bring charges against him. And they could never catch him, right? Because the Lord kept him from being caught. The Father kept him from being caught because his confidence was in him, right? And so we need to lay hold of that. But there is wisdom in how to walk. There is wisdom how to walk. And James says that if anybody lacks wisdom, that we're to ask of the Father because he will give it to us liberally and without reproach. If you are lacking wisdom in an area, ask the Father for the wisdom. Now, you're going to find it written. He will likely lead you to a scripture that will answer a question that you have in your heart, and then it's up to you to apply the scripture. Right? So how do we apply the scripture? So let's go ahead and look over at Luke 10:19. So this is the scripture I was talking about that Pastor Kurt measured out. And I remember I was listening. My job used to be a lot simpler and easier than it is today, because when we first started our program, there just wasn't much to do in a day. So I would finish all my work early in the morning, and then I'd have all afternoon. I just had to be present in the office. I didn't actually have work to do. I miss those days. But anyway, but I say that because I was listening to a service back on cassette tapes and sitting in my office, and I remember hearing Pastor Kurt teach and meditate this scripture out on that service. And this is where I first found out that if there was ever going to be a plane explosion at 30,000 feet, that he was going to have his luggage with him at the end when he walked away. But it says, "Behold, I give you authority." Okay, let's pause there for a second. Now, when you keep asking Jesus to do something from you, that is your problem. Okay, when you keep asking Jesus to do something for you, that's your problem, because he already did it. And he says, "I give you authority." So you have the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Any work of the enemy, he gave you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, what? Nothing. No, not one thing shall by any means hurt you. So how far can we measure that out? Well, but you just told me not to ask God for anything. I'm telling you that when a weapon is formed against you, you have the authority in the name of Jesus to stand and say no. You have no ability to prosper against me. What does the word prosper mean? Work, right? I mean, it's going to do something, succeed, right? But no weapon that's formed against you can be successful if you are standing on the word of God. Now, remember that when we talk about that Peter stepped out of the boat, what did he do when he stepped out of the boat? What did he walk on? How did he walk on the water? Well, he kept his eyes on Jesus, but remember, he had a word to walk on. He had the word come. And when he stepped out of the boat, he was walking on the word come, until he got distracted by the circumstances that had already previously been present. They didn't just show up. It wasn't like a storm just showed up when he started to walk on the water. He was walking on the water after the storm hit, right? The storm was blowing. The waves were contrary, right? We looked at this Wednesday night. And yet, when he said, "Jesus, if that's you, bid me come," he stepped out on the word come. Yes. Right. Yes, he was walking on water. And we love to just wonder, so if the water was still, is it easier to walk on the water? So go practice at home on the pool and let me know how that goes. Because it's not the storm that's the problem. It's taking your eyes off of the word, taking your eyes off of Jesus. And so here we have that we need to make a decision that when the weapon comes, when the enemy is trying to prosper, we stand on the written word. That's how we know the will of God is what is written. Based on what is written, we'll determine what is our outcome.
Yes.
If we'll believe it.
Yes.
If we'll believe it.
Yes.
See, because we can only lay hold of what we believe. So nothing shall by any means harm you. How much? Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Yes? No?
Oh, absolutely.
So, but how do you lay hold of that? How do you lay hold of that? Do you break that down? Do you meditate on that? Do you truly believe that nothing? So when circumstances show up, have you actually measured this out? And how far have you measured it out? So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Come join Abundant Life Ministries Assembly of God this coming Sunday, May 31st at 9:30 a.m. at the Flagler Place, 201 Southwest.